Once you've established what the biomarkers are in the patient, let's talk a little bit about the different choices of therapy. What about endocrine therapy? How do you sort through whether to give hormonal therapy and which hormonal therapy to give?
So an endocrine therapy would be given to the majority of patients. I think that with the overview meta-analysis, it is clear that endocrine therapy probably would reduce the hazard ratio twice as much as chemotherapy. So endocrine therapy is the mainstay of therapy for patients who are steroid hormone receptor positive. And you would divide that into two groups, depending on the menopausal status of patients, whether they're premenopausal or postmenopausal. And even patient who is premenopausal with ER-positive breast cancer, the only treatment in the adjuvant setting to date is tamoxifen. In the postmenopausal setting, you have basically two possibilities. You can give tamoxifen or you can give the aromatase inhibitors. The data now has been out for probably about 5 years comparing tamoxifen versus the aromatase inhibitors. And the aromatase inhibitors across the board do show an improvement in survival for maybe about 25% more. So in postmenopausal ER-positive patients, they should receive some form of aromatase inhibitor treatment. The big question is, should they receive it up front? So a patient who's just completed surgery, should they receive the aromatase inhibitor up front? Or should they receive it after 3 to 5 years of tamoxifen? And that question is still unanswered. And they're awaiting the results of a large multi-center study, and we'll probably get those results in the next couple of years.
Can you talk a little bit about the side effects and toxicity profiles of tamoxifen versus aromatase inhibitors in postmenopausal women?
Tamoxifen has been with us for about 30 years, so the toxicity profile is extremely well-defined. In terms of the side effects, most women experience hot flashes, which are bothersome, vaginal dryness, which again can impair quality of life, and these are major quality of life issues for patients. Other forms of adverse events associated with tamoxifen include a risk of thromboembolic events, uterine cancer in postmenopausal women. These side effect profiles actually increase with increasing age of the patient. So the older the patient is, the more likely she is to experience these side effects. In terms of the good side effects of tamoxifen, it is a partial agonist, so it does have some estrogenic properties. It does protect against bone mineral density loss, so it protects against osteopenia, osteoporosis. So there is an important side effect, important good side effect of tamoxifen. The side effect profile of the AIs differ from that of tamoxifen. In terms of the good things about AIs, it has less side effect profile on uterine cancer, in fact none. It has less toxicity in terms of hot flashes and vaginal dryness. The unique toxicity that some patients complain of with aromatase inhibitors is myalgia and arthralgia in about 10% of patients, and this can be quite severe and debilitating. Generally speaking, it appears to get better with time, and most patients do get by with simple analgesic medications like the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The bad toxicity associated with aromatase inhibitors is that it does not protect against osteoporosis. And in fact, over the first couple of years while starting an aromatase inhibitor, there is actually a decrease in bone mineral density.